I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, I got to tell you about my encounter this morning.
Wait, hold on. I got to sneeze.
I'll wait.
Oh, crap. You know how when you think about it, then it doesn't happen?
Yeah,
anyway.
Then it doesn't happen.
Yeah, okay.
Just a few minutes ago, you were talking about lions, tigers, and bears.
I know. Oh,
and
my.
Elephants.
Yeah, well, okay. So what happened?
I had a standoff this morning with a coyote.
At your house?
No, right here in our parking lot at the DTC.
Wait, what?
I got here this morning.
We're at Denver Tech Center, not Denver Wildlife Center.
I was shocked, too.
Wow.
I came inside the building, went back out to my truck, and as I'm walking to the truck, I turn the corner, and there he stands, staring me down.
A coyote here?
Coyote.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Where would there be open space where he's supposed to be?
I have no idea.
That's
kind of
crazy.
Felt bad for the little guy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Was he really scrawny?
He could use a couple of rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was
a little skinny.
And so what'd you do? So, well, okay, so wait, set the picture. So there you are. You're standing there. The coyote. And you're just staring eye to eye. Now
yes,
what?
Yes, yes. So I walk out, and when I turn the front end of the truck, when I turn the corner, there he stands. And he's back off the back end of the truck, but he's in close enough to being leaping, you know,
space. Oh, he could
space.
Leap. He could kill you.
He could have killed me easily.
Okay.
So I stand there, I look at the guy out, and I think to myself, you know what? The truck's unlocked. I unlocked it. I thought maybe I could slide inside the truck before he could get to my throat.
Oh, right.
That's
right.
What I was thinking.
So you're going to like do a Magnum PI, kind of like jump through the window or something?
Yeah, something like that. Open the door, slide in, and slam the door as he hit the window like that, you know?
Yeah.
All this was going through my mind. And then out of nowhere, he just turned around and walked off.
Wait, what? No.
He turned around.
No, no.
He did.
No,
he,
no.
He looked at me like, man, it's 5.
He didn't look at you like, damn,
5
that is a buffet.
5 a.m. in the morning.
He didn't look at you like,
I don't feel like eating you.
Golden Corral.
No. He turned and walked
away.
That's
because you're on that keto diet, and he thought, man, he's nothing but bones.
Yeah, that's what it is. If it had been fat BJ from a few weeks ago,
right,
he would have come after
me. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. He would have destroyed me, probably.
But now he's like, whoa, that guy's svelte.
Yeah, I think that probably the keto saved my life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think so. I think you're in ketosis.
Isn't that crazy, though, for a coyote to be in our parking lot?
Of course it is.
I mean, we're right here in the DTC. And he started walking off. I don't know where he's going to go now, but I kind of felt sorry for the little dude.
You don't know where he's going to go now?
No, I'm kind of concerned. I'd like to go out there.
Where are you going, buddy?
I thought that as he's walking off. I thought, oh, little buddy, I hope you don't get hit by a car.
The only thing I can think of is that there's a park over there. So maybe he's hanging out at that park, which is also scary because it has a ton of trails. And right now it's mating season for the coyotes.
Yeah.
And so if you have little dogs, you'd better be careful because like you said, he looks at him like, hey, I'm going to do that.
Right. And I feel like when they're caught inside the city like this, that they don't really have a good GPS on them.
No, they don't know what's going on.
Where to get out of town.
Yeah.
You know, maybe go deeper into town instead of hitting the suburbs. I don't know. I'm worried about the little guy, though.
But they're very active right now. So just a warning they put out the other day that if you have little tiny dogs or, you know, anything like that, to bring them inside. Or when you walk them, like, be right there by them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, stand over them while they poo.
Yeah, it's mating season. Thank God I wasn't wearing a dress this morning. I mean,
I don't like you.
It is Friday.
It's too early for this stupidity.
Thank God. I mean, thank God. I wasn't cross-dressing like normally. You know what I mean?
Took the day off.
Lipstick on.
Okay, hey, the joke has been done. This is what I hate. Like, the funny part. Oh, here we go. What?
I would have looked like Jeff Bezos to him.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Like
ever since we talked about Jeff Bezos, I've noticed more than ever how cockeyed he is.
He is
so crazy cockeyed. That right eye is wrong.
Jeff Bezos, the CEO and founder of Amazon, the richest man in the world, caught cheating. Now he's getting a divorce. Big old no prenup.
At all.
A big, ugly divorce probably. But the word came out yesterday of how the pictures got out and how those texts that we read yesterday.
Yeah, because we were wondering. We thought maybe it was the wife being bitter.
It turned out it wasn't the wife.
No.
Turned out it was, well, kind of was the girlfriend.
Well,
it was.
Well, she's an idiot for sharing that with her friend.
She was billionaire bragging.
Yeah, she was.
That's what she was doing.
And so she screenshot all the Bezos pics and sent them to her girlfriend like, look, I'm totally with the billionaire.
Yeah.
She even, now this is going to freak you guys out, but we got Bezos wiener.
Yeah. And she said, not only a big bank account, but.
Look at the Bezos wiener.
Oh, look at this. And she's the one who was bragging. And she's married.
Yeah.
And it appears that her husband's a pretty nice guy. Tried to work things out with her.
And then he gets
blindsided by this.
Well, let's see here. You have a billionaire or just a husband that's a millionaire?
Yeah, I know.
You got to pick the billionaire.
I think you have to if you're in L.A., you know.
Yeah,
I think here in Colorado, you'd probably settle with the millionaire.
Yeah, because we're more down-to-earth people.
We are, but in L.A., you got to go billionaire.
Yep, and so she went with that cockeyed big wiener mofo.
And her husband's not a bad-looking guy, is he?
No, he's not.
I mean, he's kind of attractive, and she's very attractive. And she went with that Bezos.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Look, here. Let's do impressions of Jeff Bezos. Okay. Do I have it?
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Your left eye's too low. You need to take it a little higher.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.